Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Listener warning. The Elmwood Strain is an immersive, binaural audio experience that includes adult themes and scenes depicting drug use, adult language, and violence.
The Violet Hour presents
The Elmwood Strain. Episode 8, Elmwood Pride.
So?
What'd you think?
Come on! You spent 11 years wondering what it'd feel like getting shot by me! Did you think you'd get it in the belly? Or do you figure on special treatments? I don't know.
I wonder...
You know, one in the leg, or the arm, or
real special treatment. Headshot. Bam!
We'd match! Brother, sister, head wounds, and close caskets. Like getting pictures done at JCPenney with us both in tie-dye tank tops. Your mom had one framed in the family room, right? I forget. I mean, you know, blowing your brains out really messes with your recall, big time. Did she keep it? The picture?
I took it down.
Well, duh. I mean, what? But she threw it out?
Everything in a box. I don't know.
Oh, my killer kids in matching tanks.
No.
See, I got better stats for sure, but you finished strong. I'm proud of you, big sis.
Don't call me that.
Oh, come on.
I wasn't a sister.
Well, for sure not a friend.
No.
I mean, enemy?
An enemy would have paid more attention to you than I did.
Well, see, mine sure did, till I paid him back.
It would have gotten better. You had 2 more years in this stupid place.
You walked on water in this stupid place! But come on, Hunter. Can't you just drown for 2 little years?
Because lots of people are bullied. But they don't do what you did. God, they were kids, you fucking monster!
I was a kid! They hurt me! Treated me like a freak!
And they were right! Something is wrong with you! Otherwise you couldn't have... A normal person wouldn't... Just 2 more years. You couldn't just stand up for yourself? Or just... Put up with it? Or be less fucking weird?
Go on, say it. Say it.
I hate you! God! I hate you! So much! Everything about you!
That's good. Because I hate you, too.
Sis.
Everything.
Open your eyes. Hey, open your eyes!
Stupid lip comics.
Open your eyes! Look at me!
You drew on everything. Your new shoes. Even the laces. And Mom was so pissed. It looked cool, though.
Look. Your blood is mixing with crystals. It's oozing toward the fridge. Look what you did, Paige!
I was gonna ask you to do mine. And then I heard Nick Hatch give you shit about them. Waiting for the bus.
I wonder, who do you think is gonna bleed out first? Like, you or Lucas? I mean, he's got a pretty good head start, but I got you good. Paige!
I can see your face.
Look in my face now. I'll open my mouth. See the skylight I put in there where my brain used to be? You're gonna die here. You deserve it. You and me. I got you, Paige.
I want to see my brother.
I'm your brother. I'm your brother. I'm your brother. I'm your brother.
No. No. No blood, no. No gunshot. Sit up, Paige. Hunter? Come on out.
Pepe?
I'm here. Hey, Nugget.
Oh, wanna hold my guinea pig?
Guinea pig?
Yeah,
I remember him. Mr. Butterscotch.
Senator Butterscotch?
Right. Sorry.
He wants to tell you something.
Okay.
Senator Butterscotch says he loves you.
Tell him I love him too.
Senator Butterscotch, Pepe loves you.
It's time to go, Nugget. Oh, yeah. I got stuff to do.
Big kid stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Come on. No time to waste. Barf powder doesn't expire. Like dirt on a coffin. Dust to dust. Lucas, I'm gonna get us out of here.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Ah,
Paige. Paige.
Where am I?
We're in the auto shop classroom or purgatory or whatever.
What?
Purgatory. I think we're dead and this is what comes after.
Oh, my head. I blacked out? But how did I bring us here?
You didn't. They did.
They? What are you talking about?
This is where we were the day it happened, you know? Kind of a poetic place to be reborn. I mean, that's why they saved our bodies, so... In between the puffball mushrooms smashed into my wound and the spores all over our shoes, I put us here to rot. Germinate.
We're not dead, Lucas. Not yet. Here, let me get your hands untied. Can you walk?
We died in the fire, bitch. I can't even feel my body.
It's just lack of circulation. We still have to find a way out.
There isn't one.
The windows?
Ported over on both sides.
Well, maybe if you help me.
We were right. We were supposed to be, Paige.
The roll-up door?
It hasn't opened in over a decade.
But if you help me. Come on. I was stronger before. Oh, fuck.
It wants us here. Full circle.
There's a crack at the bottom. I can smell the air. It's the slats that... The slats are rusted through here. Okay, just have to... Okay, make a hole. Big enough. God, there has to be a way. Oh my god. A jack. Is there still a jack in here? Oh, yes. Yes, okay. I'm getting us out of here. Yes.
There. Not gonna work. No. Okay. We're not supposed to.
Take my heart. We have to crawl under.
Okay, wait.
Lucas, look at me.
I can't breathe.
You have to breathe. Just breathe. We are not supposed to die here. No one ever was. Truck is around front. Put your weight on me.
Okay.
Oh. I got you. Just hang on.
Yep. Got it.
Here, let me help you with the seatbelt. Sorry, did that hurt?
This is cool.
Super unfair, buddy, I know.
No, standing out front. You see them?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You see them all, too, standing there?
Kinda hard to miss that many. Silhouetted against the flames. I've never seen them outside before.
We did just inhale a whole lot of dark blue smoke. Could be some joint hallucination, I guess.
They're not looking at us. Watching it burn. Purging fire. Sacred. feeding on the molecules of everything it touches, breaking them down and returning them to the universe.
Closest hospital?
Plainview? How are we gonna explain?
I don't know. We'll just think of something on the way.
This feels really weird. Listen, it doesn't have to be now, but will you tell me what happened?
Will you?
What do you mean?
Where are your parents, Lucas?
What?
Where are they? Like, right now?
Right now? Sedona? What is that?
Can you prove it?
Prove they're in Sedona?
Prove that they're anywhere? A breathing, ideally not, living in fear of you?
I mean, yeah, my mom emails sometimes. You can follow the Instagram for their store. They update that all the time.
But Jed's parents, Crystal's mom, you knew?
I didn't know. I just try not to think about it too much.
I get it.
Hey, after I'm patched up, you gonna stick around for a little while?
No.
That's fair.
But I just killed 2 people in self-defense and burned down our old high school. We're getting you patched up, and then we're both getting the hell out of here. There is nothing left in Elmwood for either of us.
That honestly sounds really good.
Good.
I knew we'd wind up together, Paigey. Somewhere or another.
Dairy Hut drive-thru still open late on weekends?
Yeah.
You know what sounds so good right now?
A chocolate freezing bowl. And fries we can dip into it.
We can dip into it.
Violet Hour.
Did you touch any of it?
No.
Well, okay, back to drills.
Where'd they come from?
Nowhere. Just ignore them. Okay, Plainview. Shooting drill.
Violet Hour Media, The Elmwood Strain. Produced, directed, and edited by Anthony Laddish. Written by Rachel Woolley. Sound designed and mixed by CJ Drumeller. Music by Chase Horseman. Executive produced by Cassie Josepho. Starring Sarah McGuire as Paige, Tim Robinson as Lucas, Alice Pollock as Crystal, and Matt Rapport as Jed. With Matt Donahue as Hunter, Monique Thomas as 5-year-old Hunter, Vanessa Davis as the soccer coach, and Maggie Hutchison as the soccer player, with additional voice performances by Joey Wheeler, script supervised and assistant edited by Chad Crenshaw.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. 6 adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.